Welcome back to the Launch Point Leader Podcast. My name's Lori.
And this is Bo.
And we are so excited to be back with you today to bring you another letter of advice that one of our listeners has written in. And remember, if you have a problem or just a scenario, maybe just want to hear a story on a leadership issue or problem you're facing, we would love to share that story with other leaders and give our advice and take on that. So today we have a letter from someone who is just really struggling with where they are in their career at this point and finding their passion. So it says, "Dear Launch Point, I'm a new listener of your podcast and have found your insights on leadership inspiring. I'm reaching out today to get your take on where I am right now in my leadership journey. Over the last year, I've been grappling with the feeling that my current job does not align with my sense of purpose or fulfill me on a deeper level. While I'm grateful for the opportunities it's provided, I can't shake the sense that I'm not making a meaningful impact or tapping into my true potential. When I first started leading my team, I thought I understood the mission of the company. But now that I've been in my job for a few years, the spark is gone. It's to the point where I can tell my team feels something different, and the work just isn't the same as it was. So I think my question comes down to these two things. The first is, how can I better understand my own values and passions to align them with my career path? Then, what steps can I take to start moving towards a career that will align better and what I believe will bring me more fulfillment? I appreciate your time and thought in this. From Passion Pending."
All right. So some things to unpack there, right?
Right. Lots to get into.
So I think I would start by saying, you know, passion typically always starts as a feeling, but feelings fade. And so in order to maintain that kind of passion, you're going to have to fuel it with deliberate actions. So the first piece of advice I would give if you're trying to reignite the passion that you once had or find something that you're passionate about is don't rely on your feelings to direct you.
You're going
to have to be really, really deliberate in doing the actions. Feelings typically follow actions once you get past that initial phase. I think probably the second thing I would say is has to do with a quote from a hero of mine, Truett Cathy, that said, we typically, when we lose enthusiasm for our work, that's when, when we don't do our best work is when we lose enthusiasm for it. So it's this idea that enthusiasm follows the type of work that we're doing or how well we're doing that work, how committed we are to it. So I would say, like, you know, sometimes I think we get in our own way and we actually believe that something should give us passion or something should give us fulfillment. And I would say maybe do a paradigm shift there and go, are you actually giving your very best to the work that you're doing and the work that's in front of you?
Yeah.
Which kind of leads me into what I would say third is don't seek fulfillment. Seek contribution.
Ooh,
contribution
dig into that,
to something that will make a tangible difference in the lives of other people, in your life, in the life of your family. So I would say, like, seek contribution and fulfillment will follow. But if you're looking for a job to fulfill you, I think we'll always be really disappointed because no job can do that. That is up to you as the individual to figure out how within the parameters of your job you can make a contribution that actually is fulfilling for you.
I think that's really good. And you touched on it really at the end with the giving contributions rather than seeking personal fulfillment. But feelings are really powerful. It's hard to say, oh, don't give all this credit to your feelings when sometimes in the moment, it's literally all you're feeling, right? So how do you really push past that and say, inside this moment, here's how I'm feeling, but I know in the long term, or maybe I don't know in the long term what I'm really seeking. How do you find that?
I mean, I think feelings are, they're God-given, right?
Right.
So feelings and emotions are powerful, they're important, but they're typically a fairly lousy rudder for you to live your life by and make decisions on because feelings come and go and they can come and go really quickly and they can be really intense. Mm. So that's why I think you've got to say, okay, yes, this is how I'm feeling, but why? And am I getting in my own way here? Am I actually so far deep in my head that I can't actually see that there's really good work to be done,
right?
But I'm going into it with the wrong mindset. Mm. And I think I would just say, like, your number one responsibility as a leader is to lead yourself first.
Oh, wow.
You can't lead somebody else until you are effectively leading yourself. So I think that's a battle you've got to figure out within yourself. Mm. So I think the advice I would give in that scenario that you just presented would be, like, put emotions to the side mm-hmm. and actually go, okay, what is it that I'm trying to do? What is it that I'm trying? What impact am I trying to make? And then go do those things, and feelings will typically follow.
So what I heard from that, something you said, is kind of getting out of your own head. What are some ways maybe you can share really quick that you get out of your head when you find yourself in that thing? Because I think we all find ourselves in that mindset at one point or the other.
Trusted advisors that will listen to you and have no pity on you. That will tell you the truth. I mean, really, somebody that'll be able to listen to you that's on the outside and just tell you the truth and say, hey, listen, I hear what you're saying, but you don't hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
So somebody that'll tell you the truth, I think somebody that's been there before you and done that and has walked the road that you're trying to walk.
Right.
That's another type of advisor that I would encourage somebody to have. And then third is really to just ask yourself, am I thinking emotionally or am I thinking logically with emotions removed? And those would be the three points I would say. And I think the last thing I'll say to anybody that's trying to find that passion again, mm-hmm. if they once had it, is refuel. Like we have to learn how to refuel ourselves. If we're pouring our cup out every single day, what is it that fills our cup back up mm-hmm. so that that we can have that to pour back into the mission, the purpose, the passion that we're doing at work or in our career too?
Yeah, that's really important, because it sounds like, you know, from what Passion Pending is written in, they did feel that purpose in the beginning, and what has drawn them to their team, to what they're currently doing, was at one point a sense of passion. So, you know, finding a mentor, refueling yourself, taking time to take care of yourself is really important, because especially for someone that is very motivated, seems by fulfillment and serving others, you kind of forget to do that for yourself sometimes. So I think that's important. I want to dig in a little bit into their second question here. So it says, what steps can they take to move towards a career that aligns better with what they believe? So maybe let's take the scenario and say, maybe the role has changed. Maybe the team isn't, maybe it's not a good fit anymore. How do you know that difference? And what are some steps they can take? It can be scary to move on from something they've been a part of for a long time.
Definitely. I think if you're at that point, then yes, the healthiest thing for you to do is move on to something else, as long as you realize that the one thing that will remain the same wherever you go is you.
Right.
You Absolutely. Always follow you. Mm-hmm. So just, again, caution to make sure that it's not a you issue before mm-hmm. you move on to another team.
Yeah.
But I think when you're looking for another team, the question really becomes, in the day-to-day work that you're going to be doing, do you see a connection that can be made between that day-to-day work and the passion that their purpose sparks within you? Mm. Because that, I think, is where maybe we've lost it in the current job.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily the overall purpose, but it's mm-hmm. in the day-to-day mundane work.
Just don't see it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think you have to really look deeper before you take that jump and go, does the day-to-day work actually, can I see that supporting the passion that I have for the purpose that this company has?
Yeah, I think that's awesome, because, you know, what this second question really made me think of, and I'm not sure the scenario that Passion Pending is exactly in, but I felt it in my own career. There's points where it's kind of like that fight or flight instinct that kicks in, where it feels like things aren't going wrong. I'm not really sure how to get out of it. I've got to go. This is what's holding me back. It's the job causing issues. And I really had to examine it myself and go, actually, these problems, these senses, this fear, this lack of passion is going to come up no matter where I am, because there's problems I'm not dealing with in myself.
Yeah.
So I really like that you said that. And, you know, maybe if it is time to come on, looking at that other thing you mentioned earlier of how are you able to give so much more of in that kind of spirit, it's just going to be so much more impactful.
Yeah. And I think the last thing that I would say is just that I probably should have said at the beginning is like this happens, I think, to everybody.
Multiple times.
You just illustrated it over the course of your career. I mean, it doesn't just stop. Yeah. It's not a one time thing.
Unfortunately.
That's right. That's right. That's part of being human, which is why, you know, we've just got to get better at analyzing and realizing it when it happens so that we can get out of it faster each time that it does occur.
Absolutely. And the good news about it not being a one time thing and that it happens to everybody is, it happens to everybody. It's
That's
totally
right.
normal. And I think, you know, you've said this a lot, but leadership can be lonely. Yeah. It can feel like you're the only one that feels this way. And maybe that everyone around you is really fueled up, but something's wrong with you. It doesn't mean something's wrong with you, but it does mean there are steps you can take to get better and to get out of that so you can find that sense of fulfillment and purpose within yourself.
That's right. Life's too short to not do that. So take those steps, find that passion again, reignite it again. And I really think if you'll take the steps we talked about today, that you'll really find yourself in a much better place, feeling more fulfilled and contributing more, whether it's in your current role or whether you find somewhere new.
Absolutely. Passion pending. Thank you so much. We appreciate not only your willingness to share, but just trusting us to share some of our advice, maybe things we've been through. Listeners, if you have any scenarios or things that you're interested in sending in, please write us in at advice@launchpointleader.com. We would love to hear from you and just share this leadership journey that we're all on together. Thank you so much for listening.